Economic Alliance presents the Gulf Coast Growth Show, your show for the coast with the most growth, with your host, Jason Lee and Clint Aiken.
Happy Friday. All right, we're live. Welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Clint Aiken. As you can see, Jason Lee is not here. He's out enjoying some well-deserved time with his family on vacation. We have Dr. Steve Horton with us today. I really appreciate you being on the show. Enjoyed our conversation so far, so hopefully we can keep that going and have a good time. Dr. Steve Horton is the director of school training with ABC and CMEF. So I want to thank you for being on the show. This is the Gulf Coast Growth Show, your show for the coast with the most growth. And let's just get right into it and talk about what you're here for today. So we brought you on to talk about your experience with ABC, CMEF, and kind of how y'all are interacting with the local schools and what you're doing there. So can you tell us a little bit more about that, how many schools you're involved with?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. We sponsor high schools and we sponsor select CTE programs. We currently are sponsoring 66 high schools in the Gulf Coast region, 22 school districts.
Wow.
The requirement is the high schools work with us. They have faculty that must go to a training. They have to be certified to teach, and we provide that training at no cost to the high school.
Okay.
And the high schools then utilize the NCCER curriculum, and that is a construction curriculum written for the construction industry by the construction industry. So they have tremendous updated relevance in the classroom with that. It is also what our owners and our contractors are looking for, that students have such training. So we embed the curriculum in the classes. We are not taking away TEA's mandated TEKS. We're embellishing them. And then the last thing they do, they have to go through, it's about a 10 different goals. It's 10 different criterias with the NCCR to become an accredited training and education facility. And so they have to respond to questions, they prepare documentation, and then in turn we go out there as employees of CMEF with some of our construction members, and we audit the facilities and just try to help them.
Right. And so for those of us who don't aren't familiar with the construction industry, why is that important?
Well, it is so important right now because the baby boomer population is retiring. They're becoming very confident in their 401 retirement plans. And we need to be able to attract young people into the world of construction. We need to let them know that construction is a viable career. I would say that most of the parents we visit with and students, if you've gone down 225 or the Beltway, you can see construction, but the world of construction is so much more than that. In our high schools, we emphasize the beginning class. It's a core curriculum that's germane to all the crafts. Communication skills, safety, construction document reading. But we also have them made aware and teach in the world of carpentry and pipe fitting and electrical, also welding, maritime. So what I'm saying that because we want our parents to know the world of construction is more than civil structural on highways. And our plants up and down the ship channel, they have all of these crafts. So we need to make young people aware so that they can have the proper training so we can ultimately provide a safe, skilled, sustainable workforce for the Gulf Coast region. We are not able to fill all the positions that are currently needed. So if we can get them interested in this at an earlier age, and we start in about the 9th grade, and some of our high schools start in the 10th grade, but get them interested, by the time they graduate high school, they can have completed a core curriculum level and many craft levels, and just about be halfway through the entire training program, which they would continue at one of our local community colleges.
Right, and so that helps lead down a career path. It's not just a job path, right? You're not just trying to get people a job.
That's correct.
Right? Y'all are trying to help them build a career.
Yes.
And lay a path forward so they can advance in that career.
Absolutely.
I think we had Carla Thompson on here. We've had numerous guests on the show that talk about the career opportunities that are available. And it's pretty awesome to see how involved y'all are with that. For some of the students that might be watching this program, y'all have some scholarship opportunities available as well, right?
Absolutely. And that's a remarkable thing that our board has done as long as I've been there. And this is my eighth year after retiring from San Jacinto College, that our board has always provided a line item for scholarships. And not only scholarship funds for after high school graduation to continue at one of our sponsored colleges, such as Lee College, San Jacinto College, Houston Community College, Galveston, but also while they're in high school, early admission or dual credit. We have a very large population of students from Lewis Career and Technical High School, Pasadena ISD, finished the welding certificate of technology or one of the certificates there. It's amazing, and we do it because our board has granted us dollars to do that, and there's just a $25 application fee, and as long as the students have met the requirements from completing and their instructor recommends, we've been able to take care of that. For the first time since I've been employed at CMEF, we actually have utilized all our scholarship funds for this academic year. So that means there's a lot of new interest that we've never had. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's amazing.
It is, absolutely.
And that's such a, it's awesome to see how big of an impact y'all are trying to make in our local regional community. And I'm grateful for that. I've got four kids. So anytime we can help them get a little leg up on their career opportunities,
sure.
I think that's amazing. And me and Jason, every week when we have people on here talking about the different career opportunities in this industry, you know, I'm amazed by how much more opportunity there is than when I was in high school, and perhaps maybe even when you were in high school. I know we had a kind of a general shop class, we had a drafting school, but they really kind of shied away from teaching subjects like welding because of the safety things not being available or not being there. So it's great that y'all are coming in and able to provide those type of opportunities. How big of a market do y'all see here just locally in Pasadena?
Market for work?
Yeah, for work opportunities.
Well, of all of the companies that contribute and are contributors to CMEF, I don't know of a single one that's not looking for that right person. We just finished a boot camp, a Ready for Industry boot camp, about 2 weeks ago, and every single student that finished was offered an opportunity for employment.
Oh, wow.
So with that in mind, while we do know not every student that graduates would be the correct fit for one or all the companies, we do know that there are more opportunities than we're able to fill right now with the students we have. And that's because some of the students just would like to continue their college education versus going directly into the world of work. Nothing wrong with that either. Get a few years of experience, finish the degree, and go right on. And that's the other blessing of our scholarship. As long as they meet the requirements, we will take care of them as best we can for the next 2 years after high school graduation. So it's a big encouragement, but yes, a lot of opportunity for careers, good careers.
Yeah, so a lot of people, I think when they think about careers in construction, they think of the ditch diggers, they think of the people that are just holding the hammer or the guy turning the wrench, right? It's so much more than just that. Can you speak a little bit about how the CMEF, how do they interact with ABC, and just what are those organizations about? I mean, I'm familiar with ABC, I'm familiar with CMEF, but for those that aren't, can you maybe tell us a little bit more about those organizations?
Well, ABC, it is what I would call as our parent company. ABC is the organization, ABC of Greater Houston, that our contractors and it could be vendors, they have an opportunity for membership, they collectively get together, and we promote the merit shop training philosophy. CMEF, Construction Maintenance Education Foundation, we are the educational side of ABC Greater Houston. And so we get, because we're an educational foundation, we get the tax benefits relative to any educational. So our charge is to make sure that as best we can provide training opportunities, education opportunities, and we do that in LaPorte, and we do that in our Houston site. We've just opened our third and fourth building in the LaPorte area, CMEF, for training. So we meet that need not only with regularly scheduled classes, but also with on-demand classes. If a company comes and they need some supervisory courses, we can try to help take care of that. We cover most of the crafts, and what we don't cover, we've managed to find a way to do it.
Yeah. Right.
And then we do all the required testing at CMEF for the NCCR so that the students can not only have the written testing, but the performance verification where they have to show that they have the skills, the hand skills to do it. So we're a turnkey location for that.
That's excellent. Can you tell us a little bit more, too, about the Construction Careers for Youth Committee? What is that about exactly? I know that's something in the notes that I'm looking at, and honestly, I didn't read through it, so educate me.
Well, we're very blessed. we have a Construction Careers Youth Committee that's made up of ABC members,
okay. But
they have an opportunity to show an interest. With your familiarity with ABC, you know, you may want to be on the safety committee. You may want to be on the fishing committee. Well, we have one relative to what we're doing in secondary schools. And what we're trying to do, we meet once every other month. We have a group of interested contractors that come. They help us with things such as our audits. We've gone to several audits in the last couple of weeks, and it's so comforting to have someone with industry go with us to support. They help us with our construction careers exposition. They help us with our girls' construction camp. They are involved in so many of the school events, such as it could be a career fair, it could be a course elective fair. We have mock interviews that they can visit with. Without that group, we just would not be as successful in the career development events that we're doing. They're very supportive. The Turners, the Jacobs, the Austin Industrials, the Forces, all the different companies that support us, we're very blessed to have a lot of interest. And they have a desire also to get involved with the high school, so they might go out and do a safety audit. They might go spend a day talking to a group of students. We had a group yesterday just talk about our engagement with maybe a new population, and that would be the homeschool students. So we're trying to figure out, you know, how we can let parents and students alike know, again, there are viable careers in the world of construction. And what better than have somebody doing it?
Right.
To go visit with them.
Right. And I think, again, for the viewers or for those that are interested, you mentioned careers for women especially. It's kind of interesting how many women don't necessarily look at construction careers, but there's a lot of opportunity for them.
Oh, absolutely. Clearly an equal opportunity area for employment. That was one of the things that prompted us, or House Bill 1 several years ago, where students had to select an endorsement, what we would call a major in college in the eighth grade, to try to follow a path of study in high school. And we were interested and curious, what would a day in the life in the world of construction do in a decision making for an eighth grade young lady? So our Construction Careers Youth Committee took it on. Actually, you mentioned Carla Thompson. Carla was clearly integral in helping us get that started. And we hosted about 32, 36 young ladies from about four ISDs local, spent the day with us. And wow, David Berry, our CT director in Deer Park, he just really was, what a glowing report about his young ladies that spent the day with us. They operated a crane. They operated a
oh, wow.
They were in did some electrical, they did carpentry, they did pipe fitting. We had volunteers from Dow literally take them through an engineering side, through construction documents of our building.
Oh, wow.
We had Merrick do drywall. I'm telling you, to see young ladies sling mud and, you know, put up drywall and then tape and float, it's rewarding. We had Brock come out with scaffolding and see young ladies not afraid to touch scaffolding. So what we're trying to do is let them know at an early age, you can do it. And the real benefit of that, this is led by our female workers, the professionals, the craft professionals. So it's not a bunch of guys showing them what to do. It's a lot of female craft professionals showing them you can make a career and earn a great living. So it's a great day.
That's very cool. So kind of next on the notes is the Adopt-a-School program.
Adopt-a-School program, Austin Industrial had already started this program when I first came to CMEF. And what we're trying to do for those sponsored high schools, Austin Industrial provides the students an opportunity in their senior year. Typically, it's in the spring. Need to be 18 years old for an internship. We have internships and practicals and co-ops in the state of Texas. But that internship, if you can meet the pre-employment conditions, meaning everything you would have to pass to get a full-time job, well, you still must pass all those same exams prior to being employed as a student. They get to spend some time in a plant. They get to spend some time under Austin's responsibility, and I'll just say Lyondell LaPorte, Lyondell HRO, they're the companies I'm most familiar with Austin, and we have Glena Park. But they'll get about 12 to 14 weeks to where they'll spend no more than 20 hours at the plant working, job shadowing, if you may.
Right.
And if they're absent from school, they don't get to go to work that day. You can't be absent. School's priority.
Sure.
Got to take care of it. So they have to also work on a project. They have to come back and give a presentation. They have to talk to their peers at the end of the semester just to show what it's about. It's my understanding many of those students will continue after high school through that summer, and some of them get a chance to just stay employed, or Lyondell Bissell may pick them up as an employee, and that's happened. So Adopt a School, it's unique, and it's very good program that they get to have students work in a real setting, see whether or not it's what they want to do, and maybe they'll get that opportunity for job placement when they graduate.
That's really interesting. I remember kind of growing up in the area. Actually, we lived on the north side of Houston, but we had family here in the Pasadena area, so we'd come down frequently, and I would drive by the plants, and I had no clue what they did there.
Yeah.
But I was always curious, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd see people coming in and out, you see the trucks going in and out, and just curiosity. I wanted to know what was going on. So if I was aware there was a program like that, I probably would have taken advantage of it, to be perfectly honest.
And
it's really interesting.
And that's really important, because, Clint, we find that all the time, that as much as we got, as much as we talk, we still find it somewhat amazing that most of our high school students just don't seem to have that keen awareness of what's going on. You know, and it's more than crafts, too. It's also office jobs. I mean, they have to have folks do payroll, and they've got to have sick leave benefits and that. So there's just a lot going on.
Right.
And this program really helps the crafts area. It lets them see what a professional does, and they have to be on time.
Right.
I have to show up for work. I mean, they're not cut any slack at all.
Right. Well, along those lines, let's take a quick little break.
Okay.
Let me cut and thank our sponsors real quick. We definitely want to thank the Industrial Safety Training Council. The ISTC is a proud supporter of this podcast. The ISTC is the nation's leading industrial workforce compliance organization. They're committed to the safety of our petrochemical plants, pipelines, and their contractors. You can drop them a line at #IAmSafety. We also want to thank McDonough Engineering Corporation. McDonough Engineering Corporation is a full-service engineering firm specializing in industrial site design, including tank terminals, truck loading facilities, and manufacturing and distribution facilities. They are proud supporters of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region and this podcast. You can check out more about them at mectx.com. And you had mentioned Turner, so we definitely want to thank them as a sponsor. For over 55 years, Turner Industry employees across the Gulf Coast and beyond have answered the country's toughest industrial challenges. They provide one solution for your success with industrial construction, maintenance, turnaround, pipe and module fabrication, equipment, rigging, and specialized transportation and associated specialty services. You can learn more about them at turner-industries.com. Also want to take just a brief minute to recap some of the events that are coming up. If you haven't already registered, the Economic Alliance, our very generous and kind host for this program, they have a procurement breakfast coming up on Tuesday, June 18th at 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Highly recommend going to that. It's one of my favorite events all year. You can learn more about that on the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region's website. Also, next week on Thursday, the Petrochem Christian Fellowship will have their prayer breakfast here from 7 to 8 a.m. You can learn more on their website, petrochemchristianfellowship.org. You will also have the Association of Chemical Industry of Texas, ACIT, has a legislative luncheon and a reverse trade show. Reverse trade show is a lot of fun. They actually have buyers from the plants and from some of the general contractors that sit, and you can go up and talk to them. So a little different approach. You can learn more about that by going to the ACIT's website. It's just acit.org. And I think I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but y'all got some big news or events coming up as well, don't you?
Well, we do. We just finished, literally finished our Ready for Industry boot camp. We have an opportunity for graduating seniors. They must have met a minimum requirement to have at least finished core curriculum. And many come with craft level completions and some with community college certificate of technologies. But in that, they spend 4 days with us at CMEF. And this year we had 7 independent school districts with 8 high schools represented. 18 students started, 17 finished.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we were very fortunate. In a nutshell, it's how to get a job and how to keep a job. I mean, in a nutshell, that's probably the best way to do it. But we have volunteer speakers, and they're going to learn about safety and expectations of the industry. They're going to learn about performing a job safety analysis, and again, getting a job, keeping a job, communication skills. They're going to talk about building a resume, and then they're actually going to build a resume. Why? Because on the third day, they're going to spend an afternoon interviewing one-on-one with one of our supporters, one of our contractors that work with us in CMEF. They're
going to
know about financial management. And the nice thing of it is, for those that, and they're drug tested, and we had 100% pass, so they studied well for that. And I'm glad that happened.
Good job.
And then they spend the last day, half a day at Cure, actually going into a plant. So we're looking very forward. We're going to follow up next week with a signing day. We're going to have a signing afternoon. Performance Contractors is sponsoring that event at our location in LaPorte. So we're looking forward to seeing how many folks were offered a job, those students, and how many actually accepted a job. I do know I was told all 17 were offered a place of employment.
Wow, that's
which
amazing.
I still find amazing. So that
was
a great event. In the fall, one of the largest things we do annually is our Construction Careers Exposition. We house it at the Pasadena Rodeo Grounds. We're very fortunate that we have the Rodeo Arena, we have Campbell Hall, we have the FFA Ag Building. So rain or shine, we're going to have the event because we're under a roof. We have approximately 420 students. They're mostly seniors. They must be in the program. They must come from our sponsored high schools. And I can tell you, we have young men and young ladies spend a day with us in a very safe environment so that they can see what the world of construction is. There's nothing more challenging to spend all your time in school studying and then you never even have any idea what's going on. So in a similar manner, but on a much larger scale than the girls' construction camp, they get to weld, they get to do instrumentation work, they do drywall work, they run a crane, they run a yard runner.
Just the idea of being able to operate a crane,
it's cool.
That's got me. I'm in.
It's fun. We also have the faculty come. Why? So that they can also be aware of what's going on, help them keep up to date. And then inside, we probably have 22 to 26 companies, as if it was a career fair, and they get to talk one-on-one with career professionals. The beauty of that, so do the faculty. So it helps the faculty keep up to date of our sponsored schools. And it is a phenomenal event. I'm very grateful. We issued our first Band-Aid in 8 years, first time we've even had a scratch. So it's a wonderful thing for the students. And we're grateful that our companies, without our companies sponsoring us, that would be a non-event.
Right. It's
been going on a long time.
Right. So we are kind of running out of time, but I do want you to just briefly touch, because we always like to give back and let people know that, you know, any guests that we have on the show, they're engaged in the local community. So you want to mention just real quick some of the charitable organizations that you're involved with?
Well, my primary focus has been South Main Baptist Church for the last 20-something years, and we're always have something good going on in South Main. But construction-related, the thing that comes to mind is our trip to the Valley in Texas, helping families, and then twice a year we go to Cuique, Peru, and we build homes for families that just really have no place to live, or we greatly improve their living standards when we're there. At the end of the week, they get a blanket, they get a Bible, and they get a new place to live, and it's very grateful. It's a very humbling experience, and the fact that when you come back to our country, we know how blessed we are in America. So it's a great thing. We have a clinic there, a church there. We do education work there and some rewarding things. It's just the glasses, when they're given glasses to citizens and the children can see clearly for the first time. So very grateful that I have a tiny, tiny part of involvement in that.
Right. So we'll wrap up the show. Usually we do what we call an attitude of gratitude. So, you know, we like to just express what we're grateful for. This week, my attitude of gratitude is just there's a very large trade event that happened at the George R. Brown called the Downstream Conference. And it was just such a blessing to be able to walk around there and talk with peers, engage with peers, learn more about the industry. And, you know, I'm very grateful for the fact that I've had so many people pour into me, and that's allowed me to pour out into others. So it's just a beautiful process. So you want to share your attitude of gratitude?
I'll tell you my gratitude. I am beyond thankful that I still have an opportunity to strive to make a positive difference in the lives of the students we serve. And it's very rewarding to be able to still be able to do that. This is probably my 45th or 46th year in education.
Wow.
And I'm very
grateful. Thank you for
your service. Well, thank you. I'm very grateful to still and be able to do that. And I look forward every day just to see if we can make that positive difference in someone's life.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show, Dr. Steve Horton.
You.
If you've got questions for him, by all means, you can always reach out to the comments section on the Facebook Live page, YouTube, whatever. Any questions you have for Dr. Steve Horton or for us, any feedback, we welcome it. We appreciate it. And we like to have it. So if there's anything we can do to help you out, we do want to give back. We definitely want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the ISTC. We want to thank McDonough Engineering Corporation and Turner for sponsoring this show. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. So again, thank you for being on here. Y'all have a great weekend and have some fun. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Economic Alliance thanks you for tuning in to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and share with your friends.